Pokemon card grading in 2026, PSA versus BGS versus CGC, fees, turnaround, and the break-even math. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Start with recent sold prices for the exact card in raw condition and at realistic grades. Subtract grading, two-way shipping, insurance, and selling fees. If the conservative expected net does not clearly beat a raw sale, protection is a better purchase than plastic. Start with recent sold prices for the exact card in raw condition and at realistic grades. Subtract grading, two-way shipping, insurance, and selling fees. If the conservative expected net does not clearly beat a raw sale, protection is a better purchase than plastic. The fast answer, choose the job before the slab, choose PSA when broad buyer recognition and a familiar resale language matter most. Choose BGS when visible subgrades are part of the appeal and the card is strong enough to justify that stricter conversation. Choose CGC when the current lower entry fee, clear holder, or personal collection is the priority. That is a service decision, not a guarantee that grading creates value. The card still has to carry the fee. Current 2026 service tiers. What the headline price omits, PSA regular is listed at $79.99 per card with a $1,500 maximum insured value and a 40 to 50 business day estimate. CGC bulk is listed at $15 with a 25 card minimum, $500 maximum value, and 40 working days. Beckett base is listed at $14.95 without subgrades or $17.95 with them, with a 75 plus business day estimate. Those are official posted tiers on the source review date. They do not include your shipping, insurance, supplies, membership requirements where applicable, selling fees, or an upcharge when a card's final value exceeds the tier. Declared value is a shipping decision, not a compliment. Declared value affects the service tier, coverage, and the conversation if a card grades into a more valuable bracket. Use the grading company's current definition and a supportable market value. Do not flatter the card into an expensive tier or understate it to save a few dollars. Before packing, record the card, set collector number, language, finish, estimated raw value, service selected, and insured amount. That one-page manifest is useful if the parcel is delayed and indispensable if several similar copies return in a different order. Yumi photographs the card front and back under neutral light, then stops handling it. Imani saves the comparable sales used for the declared value. The emotional favorite and the insurance record are allowed to be two different documents. The break-even equation expected graded net equals probability of each grade times its recent sold value minus grading fee minus shipping and insurance minus marketplace fees. Compare that with the realistic net from selling raw. Use a conservative grade distribution. If your entire case depends on a gem mint 10, you do not have a grading strategy. You have a wish wearing a spreadsheet. Open the Pokemon card grading ROI calculator to run the uncertainty explicitly. Run three grades, not one fantasy model, a conservative, likely, and exceptional result. Give each a probability based on visible condition rather than the grade you need to justify the submission. Then compare the probability-weighted net with the raw card net and with the value of simply keeping the card protected. For a batch, allocate shipping and insurance across the cards that genuinely belong in it. Do not let one excellent candidate carry 20 marginal submissions merely because the bulk minimum looks efficient. A lower unit price can still produce a larger total mistake. Finally, stress test the sale. Reduce the expected sale price, increase marketplace friction, and add the possibility of a slower turnaround. If the decision survives the boring version of events, it has earned the exciting version. Pre-screen condition without manufacturing a flaw under neutral light, inspect centering, corners, edges, print lines, scratches, dents, and surface residue. Use clean hands and handle only the edges. Compare with high-resolution examples, but remember that online scans often hide texture and tiny indentations. Do not wipe, polish, trim, press, or chemically clean a card. A questionable intervention can turn a marginal submission into an altered card problem, which cards should usually stay raw. Modern low-value cards, heavily played childhood favorites, cards with obvious dents or creases, and cards whose graded premium barely clears costs generally belong in a sleeve or binder. A card can be meaningful without being encased, numbered, and assigned a tiny financial burden. Grade for authenticity, preservation, registry collecting, presentation, or a credible value spread. Do not grade because the card is shiny and the queue exists. Packing is part of the grade journey. Use each grader's current submission instructions. A sleeve plus approved semi-rigid holder, orderly packing list, rigid outer box, tracking, and appropriate insurance are the normal shape of a careful submission. Do not improvise with tape-touching holders or a deck box rattling inside a mailer. photograph the card and pack submission, record certification numbers when the order returns. The objective is chain of custody clarity, not theatrical unboxing. Return day is another inspection, not a victory lap when the order comes back. Compare every certification number with the submission record before filming, listing, or reorganizing anything. Inspect holders for cracks, debris, and label errors. Photograph the sealed slab and preserve the grading report or order page with the card record. A lower grade is not automatically a grading company mistake. Revisit the pre-submission photographs and your probability range first. If the grade destroys the economic case, decide calmly whether the card is better kept, sold in the slab, or reviewed under the company's current policy. Cracking and resubmitting adds cost, handling risk, and no promise of a different answer. Yumi's final move is storage: stable temperature, controlled humidity, no direct sun, and enough physical support that a premium holder does not become an expensive bookmark. She also records the grade beside the original prediction. Over several submissions, that private accuracy score becomes more valuable than another hour of admiring immaculate auction photographs. It tells you whether your eye is improving or merely becoming more confident. Keep learning from the quiet misses. Imani and Yumi's final grading desk. Imani's rule: the conservative math must work before the optimistic story begins. Yumi's rule: the card's physical safety starts now, not after a grading company accepts it. Together, they produce a clean three-pile system: submit, sell raw, keep protected, review service pricing again on the day you submit. Every fee and turnaround in this guide is volatile commerce information, source checked on August 18, 2026. Final verdict: PSA remains the simplest resale language choice, BGS is the specialist choice when subgrades and a possible black label are the point, and CGC is the lower-cost collector route. None is automatically profitable. Grade only when condition, demand, expected grade, and all-in fees support the decision. Frequently asked questions: is PSA, BGS, or CGC best for Pokemon cards in 2026? PSA is the clearest broad market default, BGS is the subgrade and premium label specialist, and CGC is a lower-cost collector route. The right choice depends on the card and your objective. How much does PSA grading cost in 2026? PSA regular was listed at $79.99 per card on the August 18 source review date. Lower or bulk options, memberships, and specials can change. Verify the official service page before submitting. How much does CGC bulk cost? CGC listed bulk at $15 per card with a 25 card minimum, $500 maximum value, and a 40 working day estimate on the review date. Does grading always increase a Pokemon card's value? Number: low grade, small market premium, or high all-in cost can leave the graded net below the raw sale net. Should I clean a card before grading? Do not alter, polish, trim, or chemically clean it. Handle edges carefully and follow the grader's current preparation instructions. Can PuzzleWick predict my grade? Number: the calculator models economics, not a guaranteed grade. Only the grading company issues its condition opinion. What value should I use in the calculator? Use recent sold prices for the exact card and variant, then model several realistic grades rather than one hoped for result. How should I store cards I decide not to grade? Use a correctly sized sleeve, a suitable binder or rigid case, stable humidity, and a dark storage location.